on 12:33, ABC Newcastle, 7 away from the news at 10 there. Now, I wonder if you think about the clothes that you've purchased over the years, but in particular of late, whether you notice a smell from the fabric, from the cotton, from the material that the thing is made out of, be it clothing, be it things like furnishings, blankets, cushion covers. Would you know whether the fabric had a dye in it that might have been possibly putting your health at risk, or whether the shirt was made of something that could have had a toxic chemical in it? We are certainly a new breed of more sensitive consumer these days. So when I noted that a group called Good Environmental Choice Australia has flagged some standards for textiles and fabrics, I was curious. Ripa Posner is the CEO of this group, who's now looking at, well, getting a little bit more aware of the toxins and the carcinogens that are in our textiles. Rupert Posner, welcome to 12:33.
Thanks very much, Jill.
Should we be worried about textiles, fabric in our shirts, our furnishings?
Well, I don't like the idea of being worried, but I think we should be more diligent, and I think we should expect higher standards. And it's not just in our textiles. It's in virtually every product that we purchase. There are environmental, health and social issues that need to be addressed, and that's why we develop standards that look across the entire life cycle, so not just health but also environmental and social issues, to ensure that the products are at the sort of standard that we expect and that they should be.
It's interesting, you know, as you say that, I think of a whole lot of things that I would take for granted would need some sort of environmental standard. But at first pass, and it's why I wanted to find out about this, I didn't think of fabrics. I didn't include textiles. Why do we need standards for textiles and fabrics?
Well, textiles are like any other product. There are environmental, social and health impacts across the entire life cycle of the product. So, you know, where is the original fabric coming from? Were pesticides used on it? You know, if it's a wood-based textile, for instance, viscose, you know, was that sustainably harvested or was it illegally logged? What about the processes? What chemicals were put on there? What about heavy metals and dyes? There, as you mentioned earlier, there was a big issue a couple of months ago about some dyes, which, while really easy to use, and this is the issue we find with a lot of products, is that particular processes or products can be really easy for the process, like palm oil, but they have other consequences. So we look at all of the impacts across there and say, well, what are the standards that we think are reasonable? And we go through a public consultation process and work with industry and environment groups to set those standards to ensure that the products have less impact on the environment and our health.
Are there government standards for all of these things that we use?
The standards we set are higher than the law. So, for example, if you look at the Azo dyes, where a number of products were recalled recently, these dyes can be in products that are on sale in Australia, but they're not in Europe, for example, and they're banned in Europe. So we believe the standard should be higher, and that's why we've set it. Historically, we have developed standards for textiles that are used in the in soft furnishings and on products like sofas and the like, but we've looked to extend the scope of this to include clothing as well, textiles used for clothing, and we're certainly hoping that the companies that make these products want to provide confidence to their customers that their products meet these high standards.
Yeah, it's really interesting, isn't it? I mean, there's all sorts of things like, you know, that we buy these days. We know things are coming incredibly cheaply. And I wonder often as we buy them whether we're, you know, taking risks that are just even too hard to get our heads around. Do you reckon that's possible?
Oh, of course it is. Absolutely. I mean, we all want something cheap and, you know, I'm not unlike anybody else. We want to get the best product we can and we want to spend as little as we can on it. But sometimes that has implications. And one of the issues that we address in there, particularly for textiles that come from overseas, is to ensure that the labour practices are appropriate as well. So there are a whole lot of things that we should care about. We're not even aware sometimes of what the issues are, and that's the advantage of a not-for-profit, transparent eco-label like ours. We're one of many organisations around the world that do this, to provide confidence to customers that their products really don't have these negative impacts.
Is it easy to set the standards? Or is it, you know, a science in the making, if you like?
I'd like to say that it's easy, but no, it's a very long and complicated process. We look at standards and requirements around the world. We look at what's best practice here in Australia. We talk to industry about what's possible. We talk to environmentalists and scientists as well in setting these standards. It's a challenge, there's no doubt about it, because we can set a standard that is super, super high, but then there are no products that are available for customers, or we can set it at a level that's at the moment, and that delivers no improvement. We're about improving the quality of products that are on the market, making them more sustainable and encouraging consumers to purchase them.
There are so many cheap fabrics in things around today. I think there's probably more cushions in the world than there's ever been at any point in history. Many of them that you can buy for almost, you know, $2 or $3. Does it equate that if it's cheap, it's, you know, we should think twice about the potential damaging consequences in its making?
Look, I don't think you can say because something is expensive, it's necessarily better for you. And so I guess what we're trying to do is say, well, it's really difficult for a consumer when they're standing there, in a supermarket or a hardware store, or talking to an interior design specialist about, well, what are the questions that they should be asking? What should they be looking for? And that's the reason why if you have a robust third-party standard, and any company that wants to get their product certified against our standard actually has to have independent, auditors that are approved through a government program to provide that confidence for customers, because it's too hard otherwise to work it all out yourself.
Good to know that a good Environmental Choice Australia is there to help us with those things. Thanks for being with us this morning.
My pleasure, Jill.
Rupert Posner, he's the CEO, and if you want to go to their website, it's really quite interesting, looking at all sorts of things, furniture, flooring, volatile organic compounds, fabrics, materials. Something to think about when you go shopping to buy even more fabrics to take into the house.